Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Just getting rolling here on a Wednesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. It's tapped into the youngest in charge, and O. Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. In the 5 o'clock hour, our pal Nikki Javala of The Athletic going to join us. We'll get her thoughts on where things stand currently with the Burgundy and Gold. We'll also ask her assessment on the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. All of a sudden, under a lot of scrutiny online, via social media, Kurt Warner, Super Bowl winning Hall of Fame quarterback, did a film review of the QB1 here in D.C., and a lot of you on social media are really up in arms about what Kurt Warner said about one Jaden Daniels. And I will start off the convo with this, because I think there's an overarching statement I need to make. Just because someone is critical of Jaden Daniels doesn't mean they think he's not the franchise quarterback long term. Just because someone points out a flaw in Jaden Daniels' game doesn't mean they don't believe in him. Some of the responses that I've gotten from you all on social media is borderline trifling. I'm gonna be honest with you. Y'all, a lot of y'all lack class, a lot of y'all lack dignity, a lot of you lack total respect. But I'm not even here to talk about that. I don't care about that. I think that's what comes with this job. But my frustration, why do y'all act this way? Why is the quarterback position here in D.C. so polarizing? From Robert versus Kirk to Taylor Heinicke to Dwayne Haskins to Jaden Daniels. It is the most polarizing position here in D.C. sports. And it's the most toxic position in D.C. sports in terms of the way that you all talk about it. We do this with other players too, and I get it. This is what y'all don't get. I'm a fan just like y'all are, right? I am rooting for the team to do well. It is in my best interest professionally, financially, and personally for this group to play well. So whenever someone is critical of a player on the Commanders, it's not because they don't like them. It's not because they have some sort of personal vendetta. It's because they're calling it how they're seeing it. This is an opinion-based industry. Point blank. And you're not going to agree with everything that I say. I'm not going to agree with everything you all say. But there is a respect that needs to be had in the dialogue. So before you call today at 301-230-0980, keep that in the front of your mind. This is the initial tweet from Kurt Warner yesterday at 10:14 a.m. Quote, was just finishing up my tape for the week with the Commanders, and it's really amazing the difference in Jaden Daniels in year two. We often talk about sophomore slumps, and they can definitely be real with teams having a better idea of how to stop you or your O forcing you beyond your number one more and more often, meaning the defense, forcing you beyond your number one read more and more often. The hard part is it just doesn't seem like JD is seeing the field like he did last year, holding the ball, seemingly looking and not throwing to the open number one read, sometimes struggling to work through reads. Another example of this game being tough and guys on the other side getting paid too also. But it's a bummer because he was so incredible last year. That tweet is now up to 896,000 views, 290 comments, 274 bookmarks. And the comments are filled with people eviscerating Kurt Warner for his assessment. I went and watched the 33-minute film breakdown that Kurt Warner put together, and he was pretty much spot on with everything that he had to say about Jayden Daniels here in year number two. And it's not just specific to the Seattle game, but just from watching, the Seattle game was far worse, in my opinion, than the other games we've seen. For whatever reason, against Seattle, Jayden Daniels was not playing on time. It's the best way that I can put it. And it's crazy and it's ironic because this is what Kurt kind of alluded to in his initial tweet. He did this so well last year, getting to the top of the drop and the ball comes out of your damn hands. That's what's got to happen. It is a non-negotiable at the quarterback position. You have to play on time. Versus the Seattle Seahawks, Jayden Daniels held this offense back with his inability to play on time. Not saying it's something that I'm worried about long term. It is just the fact of the matter for the Seattle game. I think we saw it some against Green Bay. I also think we saw it some against Dallas, including the play he got hurt. He's not letting it rip. He's not. He's getting to the top of the drop. He's holding the football, and he is relying on his playmaking ability instead of playing within the confines of the offense. And as a play caller, that's frustrating. Because what I'm dialing up works. Guys are open. He's just not playing on time. And last year I thought he did a tremendous job of not getting bored, taking the routine stuff, making the routine plays. He did not get bored with that last year. This year he has. He's turning down wide open dudes in the flat because, one, he's either not confident in his ability to let it go. Two, he doesn't want to stand in the pocket and get hit. Or it goes back to a personnel thing of, does he not trust the guys that he's throwing to? I think all of that is part of this conversation. But to be real about it, he's got to make the big boy throws. He did it last year, which is, again, why I'm not totally concerned. He has to routinely take what the defense is giving him. Way more. He's done it at times, but he's got to do it way, way more. Point blank. Right now, the way he is playing, it looks like things are sped up for him. Why would that be? Well, guys, he hasn't played a whole lot of football this year. He hasn't. Played in the first two games, then missed the next two. Then he left the Dallas game. He has left the Seattle game. Left the Dallas game. He left the Dallas game. He left, then he missed two others. I'm sorry. I'm getting lost in terms of like how often we've seen him. I say all that to say this. He's not getting the necessary reps, which is slowing down his processing. And he's not trusting what he's seeing. He's just not. And the best way that I can put it is, and it's tough because I'm not challenging the toughness of Jayden Daniels. I'm not doing any of that. I think his play and the regression is a combination of a bunch of different things. One, he's not getting enough reps, so I think the picture is moving fast for him. He's not trusting what he's seeing. And then two, he has taken an incredible amount of hits this year. What he failed to do versus Seattle was simply hang in the pocket and take the throws. Why is he not doing that? Part of me feels like he doesn't want to get hit. That's not me calling him soft. That's me looking at it for what it is. If a guy is open in front of you, NFL open and college open are two different things. Guys are running wide open in college. In the NFL, it's not like that. You have to make tight window throws. I go back to last year because he did it so well, playing with anticipation, playing on time, keeping this offense on schedule. He has not done that this year. He just hasn't. But the reason it's happening, in my opinion, is part because he missed time being in and out of the lineup with injury. Right? He left the Packers game. He missed two games. He's played three games. He left the Dallas game with a hamstring injury. He missed the Chiefs game. And then he played against Seattle and had to leave early.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The biggest reason for his regression, to me, is as much on him as it is the surrounding factors, is how I would put it. There is merit to the fact that maybe he doesn't trust the wide receivers. Maybe he doesn't trust the pass protection that's in front of him. But if I'm not mistaken, this was something that came up last year. Him not trusting the pass protection in front of him and him bailing and running. The Falcons game, you saw it. He had a season high in scramble attempts against the Falcons because he was not hanging in there and taking what was underneath. He's got a unique ability to make plays. And I don't ever want to take that away from him. I don't think the coaches want to take that away from him. But he has got to play on time. He has to. It's a non-negotiable for me at the position. And it is crazy, and it's not like we're holding him to some ridiculously high expectations. I saw him do this on a routine basis last year. That's what's frustrating about it. And I don't have the answers as to why. I don't think anybody does as to why he's not playing on time right now. Cliff is going to speak tomorrow. Hopefully someone in our media corps pops the question of, hey, do you think Jayden Daniels, how do you think Jayden Daniels is doing in terms of playing on time relative to last year? And if Cliff is the man that I think he is, he'll be honest and say, yeah, it's a work in progress for him. There are a lot of, you know, extenuating circumstances that are causing this, which is true. But I'm also not willing to just totally omit Jayden and act as if none of this is on him, because it is in part. It's on him. It's on Cliff partially. It's on the lack of continuity with the personnel that he's throwing to. And I want to go back to the pressure rate from this past week. He was pressured on 51% of his dropbacks, 61% in the second half. He's creating some of these pressures by holding on to the football. Let's call a spade and not bash the offensive line and act as if they suck. It's not it. There are times where, yes, guys are getting beat. Of course, it's the National Football League. It happens. But there are also times where he's holding the football in a quick game concept. That can't happen. Some of the stuff we're seeing from him can't happen. I don't care if you're a young quarterback or not. It is quarterbacking 101. There are some plays in which I'm wondering what he's looking at pre-snap. And Kurt Warner did a tremendous job breaking this all down. I want you all to check out the film breakdown that he put together. He has a YouTube page where he breaks down quarterbacks all across the league called Study Ball. Tremendous breakdown. And I think he held all parties accountable. Kurt Warner doesn't have any skin in the game. Kurt Warner is not biased about what the hell he's seeing. He's telling how a T.I. is. That's how I do it. I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to tell you what I see. I'm not here trying to simp for Jayden Daniels like some of you are. And I'm also not saying that he's not the guy moving forward. He won 110% is the guy moving forward. Because I'm not going to forget about last year. That doesn't just go away because of some poor play this year. He's shown the ability to do it. He's got to do it. And that's more on Jayden Daniels than it is anyone. Let the ball go. Point blank. When watching him right now, it looks like he's not comfortable standing in there just ripping it, knowing he's going to get hit. And that, to me, opens up Pandora's box here. Because I think whether you all like it or not, he's got a problem staying healthy. It's going to be something we talk about throughout the entirety of his career. So don't run away from the convo. And part of that is on him. He tried to create and do it by himself far too many times against Seattle. This is the NFL. Sometimes you got to stand in there and take it on the chin. Something he was excellent at last year. Again, he did it last year, which is why we called him a borderline top five guy. The conversation definitely should shift is what I'm saying. It's not all on the wide receivers. He is the glue that makes it all work. When he's playing on time and being the quarterback that he showed most of last year, this offense is a top five, top 10 group in the league. And my other point is this. Last year, he clearly got better as he got more game reps. Look at the massive improvement he made from the season opener to the second half against the Giants to Monday Night Football versus Cincinnati. Point blank. I'm going to bet, though, overall here, I'm going to bet on the person and assume that he figures it out because this is a super-duper important period in his development. It is. This is a super-critical point in his development as a young quarterback here. It is. And guess what, guys? The time is now. 301-230-0980 is the number if you want to chime in here. When we come back, I want to let you hear from Kurt Warner. Cut some audio up of his film breakdown of Jayden Daniels. And I want to let you hear it from the horse's mouth in terms of what Jayden Daniels is doing and what Jayden Daniels isn't doing. That's next on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.